You're listening to SBS News.
Cricket's fourth Ashes battle is already underway at Old Trafford, and after a rain-affected opening day of action, it means the Test could well go all the way to a fifth day in the early hours of Monday morning. Steve Smith is back in the thick of the action already, having posted his eighth successive half-century in an Ashes match on day one. The world's best batsman has shown no ill effects from the concussion that forced him out of the last Test. Smith and Marnus Labuschagne shared in a 116-run stand that turned the match Australia's way on the first day. The 25-year-old Queenslander says he's learned a lot from batting alongside Smith.
I see that at the other end, but I think you can see it as a spectator is, when different guys comes on, how he changes different guards, the way he bats, different pre-movements, and I think that's what makes him the best in the world. And thinking ahead and not waiting, not being reactive, he's being proactive.
The US Open tennis tournament will come to its conclusion on Sunday and Monday morning Australian time, with Rafael Nadal and Serena Williams, the two big names, still on course to go all the way to their respective finals. Williams is trying to win a record equaling 24th Grand Slam title, while victory for Nadal would be his 19th. In the AFL finals this weekend, last season's beaten grand finalists, the Collingwood Magpies, take on this season's minor premiers, the Geelong Cats, at the MCG on Friday night. Geelong has a poor record coming off a bye. They haven't won after a week off since the 2011 final series. Despite that, Fox Sports commentator and former North Melbourne Kangaroos star Wayne Carey says he expects Geelong to win.
I think the Cats are a very good team. You finish on the top of the ladder for one reason, and that's you've been the best team over the home and away. And I just think they'll be a little bit too good for the Pies. I don't think that the Pies have played their best footy this year.
The winner of that match will advance straight to the preliminary final. On Saturday afternoon, the GWS Giants welcome the Western Bulldogs in an elimination semi-final. Later that evening, the Brisbane Lions take on the Richmond Tigers. And despite having home advantage, the Lions coach Chris Fagan is downplaying the benefits of playing in front of their own fans.
Yeah, they've got to travel and all that sort of business, but we've had to this year too, and we've been able to win six games on the road, so it's not impossible to win on the road. We're treating it like it's being played on a neutral venue, and the scores are starting from zero, and both teams have got an equal chance, so don't see it as any advantage.
It's the final round of the NRL this weekend, and the most intriguing clash takes place at Sydney's Leichhardt Oval, when the West's Tigers take on the Cronulla Sharks on Sunday afternoon. The teams will battle it out for the final remaining spot in the top eight, with a place in the finals the prize. The biggest talking point has been whether Tigers hooker Robbie Farah will make a remarkable return to action after breaking his leg 4 weeks ago. The Tigers have two alternatives in Josh Reynolds and Benji Marshall if Farah doesn't make it. But Marshall said on Fox Sports he thinks Farah will only play if he's 100% fit.
Look, Madge wouldn't have named him if he wasn't a realistic chance because he's a realistic opportunity. So Robbie ran yesterday and I didn't see it, but apparently went okay. Yeah, but I'm sure the coach has got a plan around that. The one thing I do know is if he's not going to be able to fulfil his job properly, he won't play.
The Wallabies take on Samoa in their last hit-out before heading to Japan for the World Cup. The match takes place on Saturday evening at Western Sydney Stadium, and it will be an emotional farewell for Wallabies hooker Tatafa Polata now. He's playing his 90th Test match and his last on home soil after announcing he'll be retiring after the World Cup. He started playing rugby in Western Sydney, and Polata now says he hopes more rugby players will be inspired to take up the game in the area where he grew up.
I think a lot of juniors coming up through the ranks there think that they need to head elsewhere in order to improve their game. But hopefully we can make sure from Western Sydney we can provide, one, a facility, but also a place where guys can actually develop their game and call Western Sydney their home and hopefully stay there to grow the game.
The team will head to Japan on Sunday. And in Super Netball this weekend, the Sydney Swifts meet the Melbourne Vixens on Sunday afternoon, hoping to win through to next weekend's grand final against defending champions the Sunshine Coast Lightning. The Swifts will be boosted by the inclusion of mid-season recruit Katrina Rory, who helped New Zealand to World Cup glory in July. The 30-year-old star is hoping to help the Swifts reach their first grand final since 2016.
Yeah, the team's really good. I feel like we've had the best training week we've had since I've been here. I'm really going through the processes of how to beat the Vixens. We've beaten them twice already this season, so we're going into this game with full of confidence.
John Baldock, SBS News.